It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, wandering, roaming, best I can do this day, reporter. Now, do you have anything to report that merits that introduction?
Well, I did roam on Sunday to Falls Village for the annual car show put on by the Jacob's Garage, and once again, it was a huge success. There must have been, well, Denny Jacobs estimated probably 600 cars on display. There were cars everywhere.
Were they all the way to North Canaan?
Well, you know,
as far as the eye could see.
And coming down the mountain on the way to the station, I will say that some people were driving, people display their cars, but they also drive their cars on the way to get in the mood to see the cars displayed. And there were some really interesting, wonderful,
unbelievable.
On the road.
Well, I understand the motorcycles as well, yes?
Yeah, cars and motorcycles. And I'm not really a car person, but some of them really were pretty fascinating. I spoke with one.
Do you know which year this is? Because they've been doing it for a while. And
this is
Judy
the 10th.
Said they started, I think, in 2010.
Yeah, I think this was, I think this was the 10th, though, wasn't it?
And there were some stops during COVID.
Yeah,
so,
the 95th anniversary of Jacob's Garage, that
right.
was one thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they had a big sign up there. And there must have, I mean, literally the streets were clogged. There must have been 1,000 people there or more. It was unbelievable. But very well
it
run.
It was like a little, it was, well, we'll do this to celebrate whatever birthday of Jacob's Garage. And it was so, apologies for this word, but it was so authentic. It was so everything you just wanted a car show to be that everyone was like, oh, wow. And it caught like wildfire, and it became a staple of the circuit, if you will.
Yep.
It's just absolutely wonderful when that sort of thing, is set up with love and develops organically, and voila. And yeah,
they had people from all over New Jersey and Massachusetts and Vermont and wherever people were.
Well, then the library also combined their tag sale for the weekend to raise money with that. I mean, why not? You've got how many people?
Captive audience. And
totally captive, because trying to move around Falls, I mean, that was sort of a running joke. It's a good thing I lived in Falls Village, because they'd let me sneak in and park. But Marshall was like, where am I going to park? I have a table. I said, what are we going to do?
Yeah, it was something else. And hats off, the weather was tolerable. I've been there in pouring rain. I've been there in sweltering heat, so this was a good day, and the funds now all go to at the FFA at Housatonic, so they're the recipients, which is wonderful, and the kids help out. They were driving golf carts and doing all the stuff.
Oh, that's really good, and I will just mention Katie Gannett on that one, because Katie was a huge supporter of that, and she would be quite pleased. That's a good and for years. Oh, Denny will come get the car. So it's perfect. It's a beautiful circle.
Yep. So hats off to everybody on that one.
I think they also give part of the money to the fire department as well.
Not anymore. No, it used to be the fire department. Now it's FFA.
Remember, the fire department used to be across the street with the inn. The fire department was very much, let's call it a neighbor, because it was so close. And then they moved the fire department. Not having anything to do with anything, but just that's part of the literally hyper-local action there. Mm-hmm. That's why.
So it really does put Falls Village on the map. I was up at the high school again this week. Last week and this week is Mountaineer Camp for middle schoolers. This is a great program. Kids going into 6th, 7th, and 8th grade have an opportunity to attend this camp, which has activities that are incredible. Paddle boarding, canoeing, rock climbing, ropes, and they swimming at the Grove, stream walking, you name it. And that's just the outdoor stuff. And the indoor, they have, when I was there, they had a farm-to-table class, and they were making focaccia and bagels with Sue Sicardi. They were making solar cars with Sherry Lloyd. They were in the art garage. They were all throughout the school. And the main thrust of this is to get kids together who are going to be together at the high school eventually, so they get to know one another a little bit before they even get there. You know, we're a spread-out six-town region, and it's a way of giving kids an opportunity to meet each other. There's also some community building, you know, trust and those activities that they do. They have 60 kids going with a waiting list of 20. It's incredible and free. The kids pay nothing. It's through a grant through BT, through Berkshire Tekana Community Foundation, and some ARPA funds, and I can't speak highly enough what an opportunity it is for kids, and hopefully this will continue, and more kids will take advantage of it, or as many as can.
As people know about it, so let's make sure that it gets promoted, I guess.
People do not know about it.
No, so. And I'm going to throw in another piece of local color, if you will, because I was trying to figure out why are there so many cars at the high school, what is going on for the last, you know, on my way to the station for the last XYZ. And now I know.
Yeah. So so they're again this week, and Ann McNeil, who is the athletic director, and Jill Pace, who's the library specialist at Charon Center School, are pretty much running it, and the kids were seemed all very happy to be there, and again, a wonderful opportunity. We had a town meeting in Kent on Friday night. This was part of the meeting that was postponed because it was so crowded 2 weeks ago for the wakeboard controversy. That was canceled, so this was a vote on several fire safety ordinances that the new fire marshal, Tim Limbos, wanted to have on the books. The had to do with open burning and fire alarms and such, and so it was repealing and replacing these ordinances. And there were some questions, passed within 15 minutes, so it was a quickie. Now, that wakeboarding vote, it's going to be on July 31st. That was the one that's so controversial about banning these wave things on Lake Warmug. All three towns that surround the lake are going to have it at the same time. It's going to be a referendum on July 31st, because which really makes sense, because all three have to approve it or disapprove it. So you'll know that day if it's yes or no, because everybody's voting at the same time.
So what are the voting hours?
I believe 12 to 8.
12 to 8. What happens if two say yay and one says nay?
It's down. All three have to
really?
Say yes.
Really? Wow, yeah. It's an all or nothing.
Yeah, which is so interesting. That's why, you know, there were questions at that when the referendum was on. What's the point if Kent votes it down? You know, the other two don't have any, there's nothing. So it makes sense to have it all on the same day.
We'll have to get something out there and divide the lake into three sections and water over here. And
right, right. And again, you know, this is all new to me, wakeboarding, but apparently it's a huge.
I had no idea they did it on lakes. I know they do it in these theme parks, water parks and all, but I never had any knowledge of them doing it just
somebody
on a
told
lake.
Me. Where'd they were out in some lake somewhere. It's very popular.
Wow.
Yeah, and Warmug is a small lake to have it on. Most of them are larger. But,
yeah. Well, when you're born in Buffalo, for example, what your concept of lake is Lake Erie. You know, once you see a lake as in Warmug, and compare it to lake as in Erie or Michigan. It's kind of...
It's a pond, as somebody said.
Right, but, you know, I can see wakeboarding on Lake Erie, Lake Michigan. Who wouldn't? Plenty of room.
Yeah,
you know, but it's, you know, it's just like the Housatonic River on River Road is not the same thing as the Mississippi River, but it's a river.
Yeah, well, this is really, and there's signs up everywhere, and everybody's getting letters again, and it will bring, I assume, it will bring out loads of people the way it did for the aborted town meeting.
Do they have a slogan like "Save the Lake" or
ban the what's it
ban the board?
Ban the wakeboards and yeah.
Oh, that's not very catchy.
No,
I'll work on it.
See what you can come up with.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll have to give them a new slogan.
It should have the word "mega" in it, right?
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. Like the mega project in Lakeville.
That's exactly what
I
was thinking.
Mega. Yeah,
think that really
skyscraper hotel.
God. Speaking of planning and zoning, they have not made a decision on Gold Dog. They wanted some more. P&Z wanted some more engineering review, so they must make a decision at the next meeting. They must be running out of their 65-day limit. So that's the one that's calling for 24 houses between Hospital Hill and Amenia Road.
I'm assuming, is this an upscale development or?
Yeah, it's market value. It's not affordable housing.
Okay.
So,
but it's not a Silo Ridge either.
No, I doubt that.
Yeah.
Notice how quiet it's gotten over at Silo Ridge. Oh, never mind. Okay, go on. Yeah,
they bought up the Sharon Golf Course down there. Going to put it up. Oops, that'll start rumors going.
Don't.
There'll be signs out to save the golf course.
Yeah.
That's easy to do.
You had to get up early today. I think not, as a friend used to say.
Just say it once. That's all you need.
Yep.
Or post it on Facebook.
So. No. Just don't even go there.
Facebook is such an important part of so many lives. How would I know what people are eating for breakfast if I didn't have Facebook?
Well, what's worse is people are discovering, all these people who are getting all this traction on Facebook. What they're also discovering is that there are a zillion bots. You know, you've got to know what a bot farm is to even be remotely. So all of their followers, and this happened with, famous quote writers and so forth. You know, who had these huge Facebook/Instagram bots by the galore, bots, all bots.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, so it gives you a truly skewed notion of who is actually, we'll use a radio word, listening, paying attention, and caring about what you eat for breakfast.
So, what other fabulous news do we have out there?
Well, this is caucus week. Caucus week for municipal elections in November. This year it's local elections, so all the town committees and...
Anything in the air about possible stir-it-up candidates or anything? Or will it be the same old sleeper that we're accustomed to?
No, actually, all I'm going to throw out is just regular mainstream media showing people who are talking about running for governor that never heard of.
That's down the road.
Yeah,
that's another year.
Yeah, we're.
What's this? Is just the local municipality, city, and I think we've got longer. The only, Curtis Rand is the longest serving of the selectmen up here. No doubt about that.
No.
Oh, that's right, Gordon Ridgeway. I'm sorry. Forgive me, Gordon. I totally forgot.
Interesting. Those are the two longest.
Right.
Well, yeah, recognizable names. You know, you just assume they've always been there and they don't even have an election. So.
And they are, from what I gather, they are both running again.
Hanging in there.
The Republicans, I believe, are putting up Don Maland again, who was ousted 2 years ago.
Yeah, by Kitty Kiefer, I believe.
But Kitty is running again, too.
Unaffiliated. Yep.
Rumors abound, but I have... No factual.
All right, so let's just say maybe next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we all should. Right. But, yeah, caucuses they have a time limit. They have to be held within a certain time. So we will know most of them by next week.
That's exactly right.
And on Saturday, we have the Jane Lloyd Clambake.
That's right.
Another wonderful organization, as people know.
And it's another one that evolved organically. You know, and anybody who knew Jane and her family, you know, it was a really good thing to sort of not just memorialize, but set about.
Amazing how much money it raises and how it helps them.
Now, they're under Berkshire Taconic at this point?
They're from outside of Berkshire Taconic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the money to help people in places where they need it.
To help
medical
people stay
home,
so they pays their rent car payment.
I think that's important.
And that's what was key, because, you know, Jane, a lot of people helped getting her to her doctors and so forth. But it was, you know, it required the people who were doing it to essentially sit, you know, it definitely showed where a need was. And what was great is that at the very sad end, they continued to fulfill that need for others. I just think that,
It's really amazing.
And
this clam bake is another...
It's another one of those that just all kinds of people show up.
Show up to help out, and they have seaweeds, and they cook things on it. And
that's right. If they don't want clams, there's hot dogs and hamburgers available.
Right,
so
for those who don't like it.
That's right.
But lobsters and clam chowder and the whole bit. And everybody turns out. I'm sure they run out of stuff because it's...
But you register... Just out of curiosity, how does the registration work?
You have to register for the clam bake, buy your tickets ahead of time. Or I'm not sure if they're available. I think it's all ahead of time on that, so they have a count.
Yeah,
you don't want
so they know how many to buy.
You don't want a bunch of clams hanging around.
I'm being facetious, but that's something that never lent itself to, maybe... You know, no, how many? Because... We're doing a clam bake.
Yep. Got to know how many to cook. Yep.
That's right.
So
also, you have, Jane Lloyd is, what is it, janelloydfund.org, I believe.
Okay.
And that's Saturday, 2 p.m., Satry Hill in Salisbury.
Right.
For people that don't know. Also, now here's an oddity. We're no longer calling the whole event Railroad Days anymore in North Canaan, what people have become accustomed to. They've split it into two portions. Railroad Days will be coming actually later in August, but this coming weekend they're having Summer Nights of Canaan Carnival at Lawrence Field, which actually has been renamed... help me here.
Bunny McGuire.
There we go.
Well, it's not really renamed. It's sort of both.
Well, sort of both.
And trying to teach people what Lawrence Field, you know.
They've kind of broken it apart, let's say it this way.
Right.
And, of course, all of those who are looking for fireworks, there will be fireworks there on July 19th.
Parade and fireworks. Okay, well, I'm glad you cleared that up because I wasn't quite sure. So it's certain things this coming.
Yeah, just the carnival is a three-day event, or four-day, excuse me, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And then you can get the the bands and everything for the freebies or the number of rides. Ticket booths open 30 minutes prior to the openings of the rides.
Okay.
And then the parade and fireworks will happen Saturday evening. I believe the parade is at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the fireworks will be coming along. I don't know if they're having a drone show. Last year they had a drone show along with it, which was interesting.
Yeah.
But for sure their fireworks are always a treat. And you can go see them for nothing.
Yep.
That's right. So any more they want, NorthCananEventsCommittee.org is the place to go.
So what happens in August?
In August they have, it's dedicated more to railroad things, and I don't have a lot of details on it yet. But then again, to keep up with it, you have the NorthCananEventsCommittee.org is the site to go to keep up with what's going on with the second part.
And the big chicken barbecue?
I believe that's been changed into the second part as well. There's been no mention of it in the first part, so
I'm going to have to look all that.
Yeah, you're going to have to look it up because it's kind of it's a new thing they're doing that I don't think is totally finished, if you will.
Yeah. Well, they have the new events committee, so they're working.
And they've been doing a lot for North Canaan.
Yeah.
A whole lot. So
good.
All right. Okay. Well, guys, we have reached the end of the line here for everybody. So,
very
Jill,
good.
You know what to do.
All right. So, speaking of end of the line, thank you so much, Ruth. Have fun out there. And this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's Rambling, Roving, Wandering Reporter.